So, Holly Stevenson, thank you so much for doing this interview with us.
Thank you for having me.
Your set was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. I was disappointed it ended.
Your voice is incredible. Like, how old are you?
17.
You're young. I can't believe I'm so jealous. Your voice is really amazing.
It's really
good. Thank you.
Have you had any singing lessons, or was it just naturally that good?
Only ones that I've walked out of, so no.
Oh, really? Why was that?
Because she told me that my voice needed to be smoother, and I said, tell Louis Armstrong that. I was really upset.
Yeah, I think she was wrong.
Yeah, I think she was maybe.
I don't know. I just didn't, it wasn't helping me sing, it was trying to make me sing a different way.
Sound like her, so
that wasn't cool.
No, fair enough. No, you're Otis Redding, Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Who else are your main inspirations?
Billie Holiday, Ray Charles, Dinah Washington, Nancy Wilson.
Wow.
I like all the Motown groups. They're really cool.
Very cool.
Everyone on that label's amazing.
You can definitely hear that in your songs.
Yeah.
Definitely jazzy sort of style. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, really cool. We watched on YouTube. Oh, what was that song? You know,
Pointless Rebellion video.
Yeah, we watched
that video.
Oh, God, you saw that video. Sure.
Yeah, we did.
It's a really good video.
It's really good.
Where did you film that? Was that in London?
Yeah, that was filmed in Soho.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, is that your favourite part of London?
Or? My favourite part of London, Shoreditch.
Nice.
I want to move there. I so want to move there.
It's amazing.
I haven't got the money.
Well.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's so great.
But it's so expensive.
I know, it's ridiculous.
I know,
it's
so ridiculous. Because this is a radio thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buy my album so I can pay for a place in Shoreditch. Thank you.
Subtle plug there.
They're subliminal messages.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Because you're from Hertfordshire, right?
I'm from Northwest London.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Same
where
to
are
you?
I am too.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Sweet. Whereabouts?
Stanmore.
Oh, okay. That's near. I'm in Easton.
Okay, cool. Same tube line.
Yep. Jubilee.
I feel left out now.
Oh, you can.
It's all right. It's all right. Don't envy us.
Yes.
Really?
It's not.
Do you not like living in London?
Huh?
Do you not like London?
I love living in London.
Oh, okay.
But
good.
It's just it's unsavoury, the place that I live.
Yeah.
In places, but I love it. You know what I mean? That it doesn't bother me as much as it bothers. My dad saying you shouldn't be walking around there alone. I'm like, I don't care.
Fair. Also, the Jubilee line is the slowest tube line.
It's not actually that bad.
Is it not? It takes ages. Do you change
the
Metro?
No. It's really... Huh?
Do you change the
Metropolitan is forever. That's long. No. Just stick on the... Jubilee's fine, really.
It takes so long.
I don't think it does.
I have to.
I honestly don't think it does.
Next time I'm home.
It's no faster than... I don't know. It's just London, isn't it?
Yeah.
They all seem to be long. It just isn't... It isn't slow. It's just inconvenient the way it gets around the place. That's it.
Yeah. We should make this more
Have
about
you ever
music.
Written any songs on the tube?
Yeah.
Probably. I write songs anywhere, everywhere. Yeah.
Do you bring a little dictaphone with you, or do you just remember things? Or
scribble things down on newspapers?
I have this really annoying thing. Whatever I've ever sang in the shower, I will, with some thought, I will be able to recall. If I sing it, or I write it down or something, I will remember it forever. So, it's...
That's really good.
It's really annoying.
That's handy.
No, it's not. Because, when you do... if I was to sing something just for the sake of it and think, oh, my God, that's really, really annoying. You can burn it, but, you can't unforget something like that.
Yeah.
So, that's rotting with me in my grave. Okay. It's horrible.
So, when you're writing, which comes first, lyrics or, music?
Doesn't matter. Whatever.
Cool.
It just happens differently every time.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Hertfordshire.
Whereabouts?
Bishop Stortford.
Okay.
Do you know it?
No.
No?
My geography's really bad. It's
That's
terrible.
That's all right. So it's
fine. Hertford is massive, though.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Anyway. I was going to say, no, I can't remember my question.
No. So, what sort of things do you write songs about? Is it, some of them, one was about your friend and it seemed to be about a boy. Is that...
Yeah, it's just about life, really.
Yeah.
Whatever is happening. I never make stuff up.
That's good.
You don't? No, okay.
So.
That must mean that your life is quite,
interesting.
Because if I had to write songs about my life.
I would have nothing to say.
It would literally be the dullest thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But our lives are sad. So, your first gig was in Camden.
Yeah. No, I actually, that's where I met, like, the people that have been so supportive. It's like the Camden crew. I think my first gig was actually along Seven Sisters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I remember I went in, I'd written the song that day.
Brave. And
yeah, I was 12. I'd forgotten all the lyrics apart from that. I'd called it Stone Tears. And I came off to a sympathetic audience all clapping because I looked so young. I was so young. I am. But I mean, yeah. I was like, you know, I was a baby, proper baby. And yeah, I just kept singing Stone Tears over and over and over again for about 10 minutes or something.
Oh, bless.
And then I came off and I was like, well, that was good. And my mum was like, yeah. That's all right. It's like, yeah.
But it was your first time, like, I've never done it, but I don't imagine that I'd be very good either.
Do you get nervous when you perform?
I've recognised that it's not so much a normal feeling of nervousness. It's like a physical kind of, I'm ill, I need the doctor.
Yeah,
because it took me a while to realise that before every gig, it wasn't just a coincidence that I was ill. It must have been nerves or something.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's what happens. It's not pleasant.
No, maybe hopefully you'll get over that.
Yeah. I mean, you did really well. Like, I wouldn't have been able to tell.
You didn't seem nervous.
Yeah.
I was.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I still am nervous.
You're good at pretending.
Oh, no, don't be. We're like...
We don't know what we're doing. We're not professional.
I keep forgetting my question.
I know, we wrote a list and then she didn't print it off.
Oh, that's all right. I can ask you questions.
Shambles. Oh, wow, okay.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So what do you study?
Psychology.
What year? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. What about, really?
Psychology, yeah.
Then what
are
you doing interviews, trying to figure out my mind or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're doing a study on you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. We're not really.
That would be illegal.
It would, wouldn't it? Without my consent, I'm sure.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. I could ask you more questions. Yeah, because I would have studied psychology or something, I think. I would have either done psychology or, yeah, I would have loved to do psychology.
Really,
yeah.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah. When you're not, like, inundated with reading, it's fine. It's amazing. Yeah. But there's a lot of reading to do.
Oh, that's cool. That's fine.
So, like, school-wise...
Yeah.
What are you... Because you're 17.
Are you at school,
so,
or have you finished?
Yeah, you, like, finished?
Yeah, I left after GCSEs.
Oh, okay.
I packed it in.
Fair enough. If you know what you want to do, it's music, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. But,
Also, did you just not like it?
Yeah, and I was always a good kid at school, and I knew if I went back, I'd suddenly be, you know, the annoying. That would just be disruptive and not be paying attention because it's not where I wanted to be.
Yeah,
I thought, why jeopardize other people's chances? So I unselfishly took myself out. Because, I mean, there is still a part of school and environment, which is nice, but part of it I really didn't like.
That's such a selfless reason to not go to school.
What
I'm
is?
Impressed. I appreciate that.
Selfless.
Yeah, selfless. Yeah. Not selfish.
So how do your... Is that your mum over there? How
that's my mummy. She's chaperoning me.
How does she feel about you not being at school? Is she fine with that?
She still wants me to be the cardiologist that I said I was going to be. Yeah, I wanted to be a cardiologist. That's what I was desperate to be.
Did you ever watch Grey's?
Grease?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy. No, I probably lost interest by then. Because I was eight and I was like so kind of...
That's
amazed
it.
By the
yeah.
heart. But then music kind of took over when I was nine or something. So
yeah.
Then I was like, no, actually, I want to sing. And my mum was like, what? And she was like, no, you want to be a heart surgeon. Remember that? And I was like, no, not at all.
I think it's really good to know what you want to do.
I still don't know.
I
what
don't
I
have
do.
That, yeah.
I'm just doing a degree, you know, but why not?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
See where it takes you. So, like, this keeps happening. Where would you love to, like...
Like your do a gig
your
or like
dream
form.
Venue. Like yeah.
I don't really care. Just where the audience is the most appreciative.
Would you love to like sell out stadiums one day? Is that the dream?
No, not really.
No.
I just like I mean, you know, obviously it would be nice.
Yeah.
But I just like I mean, I don't wanna I just want to be able to play my music to people. And to be honest, I'd probably prefer, like, if I was to sell out a stadium, to just kind of put them in smaller groups and play to them.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because I like the intimacy of, like...
Yeah,
I know. That makes... Yeah, that I agree. Ed Sheeran was like that. When he first started, he didn't want to do, like, big gigs because he...
Now he does.
Now he does.
Now he's
like, I guess when you get really famous, you have to, really, because you have so many fans. You can't. I'm sure that will happen to you.
I don't know. as long as I can make a living, I'm happy.
I mean, you already are, so. You're doing well.
So what was the last song you listened to?
Last song I listened to? I think it was Al Green, Tired of Being Alone.
Wow.
Very cool. Not like your standard One Direction notes.
Oh.
none of us are One Direction fans.
God, I thought that you were going to go, I'm in love.
No. Oh, God.
I'm going to be Mrs. Styles one day. Yeah, sure, darling.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if that did happen, something would have gone horribly wrong.
So I probably wouldn't say no.
Really?
Except I have a boyfriend.
You would have to live with him.
You've got like a really...
He's not unattractive.
No, in fact, you know, he seems like a nice guy. It's just like I couldn't... No, I'm not. I mean, he makes a lot of young girls happy. You know, he's done nothing wrong. I don't like the haters, but I'm not...
Me neither.
Do you like any of the sort of current music or not?
Do I like what's...
Any, like, current music?
I like Paolo Nutini. That's Hozier.
Yeah,
and I like Leon Bridges.
Oh, cool. Love him.
Yeah. They're kind of the people... And I mean, Aretha Franklin is still alive, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Do you have any, like, guilty pleasures? Like, mine is, like, S Club. I'll admit to that. But, like, do you have any of, like, those, like, really cheesy, like...
Things that you shouldn't like, but you do
just, like,
occasionally.
Too cool?
I wouldn't say you're too cool. No. shit, I need one now.
Should I give it Britney Spears?
No. No.
Do you
Madonna?
Like my cousin.
No, only
my cousin.
Only Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay.
That was my ringtone.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. When I got my first phone when I was 9 or something, I was like, Hit Me Fair. Baby One More Time. No, guilty pleasures. Guilty pleasure is probably... Can't really say that.
Go on, say it. They'll edit
it. You have to say it.
They'll edit it.
No, because it's a guilty pleasure, you know. Don't know. I wouldn't really say it's a guilty pleasure.
Or you can just say something that we wouldn't expect you to like, maybe. Or
I don't know what you would expect.
I'd say like George Michael.
We wouldn't expect
pleasure.
That one.
No, I would not expect that.
Guilty pleasure. Bloody hell, this is hard.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think I do.
You don't. You just...
No, I'm not guilty.
Cool. You
I'm
are
not
too
guilty.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm not guilty of any of my pleasures.
That's good. That's good. You shouldn't
that's
be guilty
the best
of
way
me.
To be.
Maybe it's chocolate too cliche.
Oh my God, chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, but I never feel guilty. I know I should when
I
I've
know,
eaten like...
afterwards you're like, no.
Once you've eaten like 3 boxes of chocolate, you should really feel guilty, but no.
But chocolate makes people happy. That's why it's
a
thing.
It has... It releases endorphins.
Yeah,
it does.
It's actually really good for you. And I like dark chocolate, and that's healthy. So
It is.
Exactly. So that's not a guilty pleasure. That's just a
healthy requirement.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Guilty pleasure.
People should eat more chocolate.
No, I don't have any.
Fair.
No.
I wish I didn't have any.
Will Smith programs.
Fresh Prince.
God, I love that.
Do you know the whole theme tune?
I know the long version.
Really? I don't know if I know the long version.
I know the long... Do it.
Now?
Yeah.
God,
now
I'm going to find
it
out. It's you know where... So you get to the part where it goes... shooting someone beat ball outside of school and a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight. My mum got scared. She goes, you're moving with your auntie and your uncle. And then it's... I begged and pleaded with her day after day. So that version.
I didn't know that.
It goes on. It's like a proper cool thing. And then you get to the taxi and all of that,
That's a good show.
I think it released it as a single.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was like, because before he did Fresh Prince, he was like a proper rapper.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah. So I think that was he released that as a single.
Okay. Wasn't he like the first... He did something. He was like the first of something. I don't know.
No. I'm not sure. He probably was the first to do something, but just don't know what that.
He was the first to be so cool. He's the first to look like 20 at however old
he
is.
I know, he's like 50 and he still looks like 20.
It's really not cool. He's like the oldest bloke I fancy.
Yeah, probably
it's
me
really
too.
It's really not cool.
Yeah.
And my
Wait,
mum's
how old
like,
is he?
I don't know. He's very, I mean, he's got like two kids who are like teenagers.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, mum, I'm going to marry Will Smith. And she's like, I've got more chance of that than you, darling. I'm like, no.
I think he's already married.
Yeah, I know. Heard that rumour somewhere.
Yeah, apparently some Pinky Smith, I don't know. Who cares?
We can get rid of her.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably shouldn't.
Anyway.
Yeah, we should move on now.
I like intelligent conversation.
So do we. We're pros at it.
Yeah.
Will Smith. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like radio-related questions because this is just turning into a chat, which
it's
I'm fine.
Oh, chat, yeah. Chats are good.
What are they doing? Is that some?
I have no idea.
Society.
It's like, yeah, I think so. I don't really know what they're
do
doing
you have,
out there.
Like, so what can you do at this uni? What are like the main things?
Basically everything.
Really?
There are so
yeah,
many societies.
I love
so many
things. You know what? I'm so happy that you've got like a massive art thing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It is really cool.
I actually never go though, which is really bad.
Would you not?
Yeah, we should start going to things.
We should.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. I went to a couple of things. I went to a few gigs. I saw Sarah Blasco.
Okay.
I don't know if you probably wouldn't have heard her. No one had really heard
her. I haven't heard of her.
Seven people there. She came to the art centre and did a gig in our first year. And I went on my own. And I was so proud of myself.
Oh, you went by yourself?
Yeah, because none of my flat really cared or wanted to go.
Oh.
So. Have you ever been to a gig by yourself?
Been to a gig by myself?
Yeah.
No, me neither. I'm not brave enough.
I'm not that cool.
Actually, no, I have.
Oh, you have?
Have you? Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yep.
But to be honest...
Their tickets are so expensive and no one I know is like really into her. Apart from you, but not.
I'm not as hardcore as I am.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Actually, no. I think... but I mean, it was like... No, that doesn't count because I knew the people playing, so it didn't count. But I mean, I was like the only member of the audience that I knew.
Oh, okay. So you kind of...
Yeah, and I was kind of just stood there, but I didn't care because I like reggae, so I was like...
Nice. So, who's your like favorite reggae artist? Do you have one?
It's so cliche, but I absolutely love Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Like I know that like it's everybody, but seriously, I love him.
Yeah.
So yeah.
He's great.
He's really cool.
So you. I don't know how to word this question. It's not rude or anything. I'll just
try and say it, and I'll see if it makes sense.
Say it, and we'll figure out what you're trying to say.
So like when we first heard you. To us, you sounded a bit like Amy Winehouse.
I don't know if you... Do you get that much?
Do you hear that a lot?
Yeah.
Do you... Is that
like,
a bad thing
do you, like,
to you
try,
or a good thing?
Do you not want to?
Well, you know, I don't try at all. I think, you know, it's a great compliment, but there's only ever really going to be one of her. So, I mean, I'm not like... You know, I just kind of hope that people realise that I've written... the songs and you know it is my work and I've worked really hard and they'll appreciate that, but I mean, you know, it's a compliment, but then I'm also upset because it means, I mean, to me, when I listen to Amy Winehouse, I'm listening to Billie Holiday, Diana Washington, you know, Sarah Vaughan, all those amazing people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, well, like, just so you know that this sound has been around.
You know. I guess that's, most people don't listen to like those sorts of people. They just know Amy Winehouse, but.
Let me, otherwise, you know, I take it as a compliment and just, you know, plod on through life.
What else can you do, really? Can I just ask, where are your boots from?
They're so nice.
That's the second time I've been asked it. These are River Island.
Oh, they're okay.
They got them in brown as well, if you're interested.
Oh, nice.
Which I think would look cool if you're like country.
I might. We're neither of us quite like country. You could be country.
Yeah. God, you'd really suit it.
Yeah.
Like little dungarees.
Yeah.
You have. She has two pairs of dungarees.
Yeah, I really love dungarees. Yeah.
So then you should have them.
Yeah.
Possibly. I'm gonna look into them.
But you're not. I don't see you as country.
No, I'm not. Country.
You're hipster.
This is gonna be so entertaining.
Don't worry, they'll edit it. It's fine.
I mean, I find I'm entertained by this conversation.
Yeah, me too.
So more people will be.
We should probably wrap it up soon. We're probably keeping you.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad for your mum waiting.
Like, do you have, like, plans for later this evening, or are you just like going to sleep?
Chill out.
Well, I've got to get back to my mum's in Hertfordshire, so it'll be fun.
That's nice. A long drive.
I think it's like an hour.
Will you sleep in the car probably? Sleep in the car?
I can't sleep and move in vehicles.
Really?
Why would I? What time is it? It's like 8 o'clock.
Okay, it's like, you're
not
right.
Even that.
It's because it's so dark outside. I feel like it's 10.
I'm so confused.
That would be great company for my mum anyway. But to be honest, so it's creepy. Either that or a head in the phone. So it's one of the two.
Yeah.
She's lonely driving along.
Oh, bless. My mum complains about the same thing when she's driving me up here. She's like, you're either on your phone and I'm not talking to you, or you're singing really loudly to CDs that you're forcing me to listen
to
in the car.
Yeah, I do that. I force my mum to listen to me.
And then as soon as you get out the car and then they decide just to sit down and relax with a cup of tea and they're on the phone, you're like, why aren't you speaking to me? Excuse me. I haven't seen you in forever and you're just ignoring me.
Yeah.
So when you flew to Jamaica, did you sleep on that flight?
No, actually, I didn't. And on the way back, we kept... there was this girl that I met, and it was like the funnest plane journey I've ever had.
Amazing.
Wow.
Because... she'd just been visiting her family and she was, and like, you know when you just get scared on a plane going, please don't sit me next to a creepy guy, please don't be next to some creepy guy.
Yeah.
Which has never actually happened, thankfully, but you always have that, you know, it's a possibility.
It's happened to me.
Has it?
Yeah.
No, I've had, the best, so this is like, I've had two really great flights. The second was going back from Canada to LA and there was a stag do. And I was nervous because I was just by myself flying. And there was like this stag crew that were completely pissed Irish, absolutely amazing, and it was like the
sounds
best.
Sounds entertaining.
Because I was sat between them. I was like, "Do you want to like move?" And they were like, "No, don't do that. Just stay there." Oh, how was this? And it was hilarious.
That's amazing.
That was a really good accent.
So this Jamaica flight on the way back was really fun because the navigation thing, you know, you can like track your flight.
Yeah, that
wasn't working, so I thought it would be really hilarious to kind of shout that out, like that the plane had gone off, because you know there's a lot of stories recently about planes going missing.
Oh,
I was like,
dear.
We're lost. Oh god, I felt bad when this little girl and woman started screaming.
Oh,
but it was hilarious.
That sounds funny.
It was funny.
That.
Oh, and there was also on this flight.
This
flight was more entertaining because there was this guy who was like, he was schizophrenic and he was having some weird episode at the back of the plane, which I found. I mean, you know, it's like obviously. Entertaining as well as horrible.
Yeah.
But you know, with this woman freaking out and this guy kind of going like he was not contributing to her safety. So that was a good flight.
That sounds so entertaining. Yeah.
My flights are really boring compared
to
that.
Was
my
fun.
Flights.
That was really fun.
Like we were flying back from Dubai and it was just me and my friend, and then this like sheikh guy person or whatever, like Arab guy, was like, why don't you just stay in the UAE? We can like pay for you and stuff. We'll like pay for you to travel around the world and stuff. And I was like,
what? Was he proposing
no,
to you?
I don't think so.
Did he want to buy you as his wife?
I didn't hear any proposal of like a marriage, but it was a shady conversation.
I hope he said no.
Yeah. Really.
I remember being in Spain with it was me and my dad. We were walking along and a man approached my dad and asked how much his daughter was. That was me, his daughter.
And how much did he say?
my dad just kind of, he started laughing until he realized that this guy was not joking.
He was serious.
Yeah, and he was like, how much I, and my dad was like, no. I was like, Dad, we could have made money. And
I know.
He was like, because I was only like 8. He was like, you don't understand.
Wow.
But I remember that's it so well, and only now do I understand.
Someone tried to trade me for goats once.
Okay, why has this never happened to
but
me?
But only three goats.
That's not a lot. I feel
no,
like you deserve more than that.
I was slightly insulted. Trade me for three goats in like Marrakesh.
Oh, really?
And I was like,
I don't know if I want to hear this story.
No, we were just like going around like the markets and stuff. And then this guy came up to my mum and was like, so we'll give you three goats for that one out of me and my sister. And I was like,
hey, we'll feel flattered. It could have been, he might have not chosen you
but
at all.
Only three.
I think you deserve at least four goats.
Thank you. Like, maybe you know, like throwing a chicken.
You know what? I would have been happy if with one.
Really?
One goat, yeah. No offense.
This is going well for me.
That was an amazing conversation.
I mean,
I think this is the best interview ever.
Ever.
Just ever.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So, kids, you know what? Take a gap year, go travel, get traded for goats. It's great.
Yeah.
Don't come to uni straight away.
Definitely recommend that. Why not?
Oh. Yeah, why not? I mean, imagine if you went away on a gap year and instead of you coming back to be collected by your parents at the airport, just three goats.
Just goats, yeah. I think my parents would be happy.
Yeah, yeah. I do think maybe like if it was different.
Yeah, they'd have like unlimited goats cheese until they died. While the goats died.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
How old were these goats? Were they young? What have they lasted a while?
I didn't have them on
you. Because I mean, like 17 really old goats is like less valuable than three young fresh goats.
That is
goats.
True. I didn't think you know your goats. Properly.
So you know, yeah. I mean, it's
who
logic.
Doesn't know their goats, really?
I don't know. I don't know goats.
You have to before you say that you were insulted by this guy. You have to really think about what you're saying.
Yeah.
One of them could have been like a pregnant female goat
with like eight goats inside
her. Yeah,
exactly. Is that possible? Can they have eight at a time? I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure only
just one.
Yeah, I think it's
like
one per goat.
Eight puppies.
Maybe twins.
Maybe they are though.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Anyway.
This is, so my music's going really well.
Yeah, no, we're glad. We really like it.
Yeah.
I didn't put that strong. Yeah, no, like, we think it's really cool when people just do their own thing, and you're quite...
What you're doing now, not a lot of people are doing it, especially at your age, so that's
really
good.
Oh, we're actually back to this. Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, we
are.
Trying.
We're trying to segue.
This is boring. I want to go back to the goats and how... How we could use them to be on the next track, like instead of three backing singers, have three billy goats. And
did you see those YouTube videos with the goats?
No.
Like the Taylor Swift one.
Oh yeah, yeah. I really want to like do a track with goats.
Yeah, you should do.
This is going to be the next single.
And you know what? Why stop at goats when you could have
a whole farm?
Exactly.
A whole zoo. Even.
I mean, like it's especially bring that on stage. It'd be fucking amazing. I mean, you know, like, they like, oh, my God, look. I mean, you know, they like we've got a choir of children coming on and the audience go, oh, but we all know that, like, puppy dogs and stuff are a lot cuter than kids.
Yeah, puppies, kittens.
So, yeah, just bring them all out.
Like, make little barking noises. It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
And chickens.
Like an animal choir.
And then at the end we can take them to write a song. I was going to write a song called Abattoir at one point. We can add that to this set.
Oh,
let's
end.
Let's not. I'm vegetarian, so I won't agree to that.
I tried veganism, stuck it for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, I understand what you do is really, really hard and impossible, really.
Well,
so.
I'm not vegan. That would be hard.
No, well, vegetarian. Like,
you're like semi-vegan.
I avoid eggs and milk, yes, but okay. I can't stop eating chocolate and cheese, like... It's just
understandable. You know what? I really admire that. That's a really, really strong trait that I'm never going to have. So.
So what's your like favourite non-vegan food?
Favourite non-vegan? Bacon.
Yeah, that's true. I miss bacon. I'm not going to lie.
It's really, really good. Like,
but
really
in
good.
The news, apparently, they've been saying that it makes you get like
there's 18% chance that you're going to have bowel cancer. And out of all the cancers, I swear that bowel cancer, like, I know a lot of people with that's like have had encounters with cancer. And not one of them have been bowel cancer. So if you think of the percentage of people with bowel cancer, the percentage, like 18% of chance that it's going to attribute to getting bowel cancer, the amount of people that have been eating this processed meat for however long, and the amount of shit that media speaks, you know,
bacon
you're kind of
shit.
Down
she knows
to 1%. I can eat bacon.
She knows,
she knows her health-related risks from bacon.
I can eat my bacon. I'm more at risk of obesity and heart disease and stuff than I am bowel cancer if I eat my bacon, so it's cool.
I mean, fair point. You just eat your bacon. Carry on.
Mia goji, mia can eat beer can man. I'm going to retire when I'm 17 to make it. That's
that
the plan.
That was amazing. That was so good. It was so, like, where did that come from? But also so entertaining. Anyway.
It's really not.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah. I think we should.
Thank you so much for indulging us in this
ridiculous
interview.
And I hope to see you in the form
Hopefully
of sheep.
You'll come back and you'll be playing at the Arts Centre next
goats.
Time.
Goats. I'll send my goat representatives to you when I've been traded.
That'll be amazing. Brilliant.
They can be in your band.
You can be a psychologist for goats. That is what you're meant to do.
Naturally.
That's what you're meant to do.
That's my calling.
That's your destiny. This is the prophecy speaking.
Amazing.
Okay, let's go.
Thank you for that.
Thank
Everyone,
you, Holly.
Buy Holly's single.
Yes.
Because it's fab.
Oh, yeah, I'm a singer. Thank you. just in case. Just in case we've lost the point.
Just before you forget.
I forgot. I thought I was a cannibal.
What?
I thought I was going to start eating humans, take it to the next level, you know.
Maybe don't do that.
No?
No. Okay. Probably just stick to bacon.
Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
On that note.
Ciao, darling.